Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The debate over ambulance service between the city and the county continues following last night's Richland Center City Council meeting. The current ambulance service contract for the city and municipalities with the county ends December 31st. They asked the county for more time to figure out their options and for resolutions of concerns. The county denied a three-month extension but extended it to November 11th. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant says they have been backed into a corner and have been told that if the city does not renew a contract with the county, no one will have an ambulance service as of January 1st because the ambulance service would not be able to financially survive without the city as a member of its joint ambulance service. The city is looking at a $50,000 increase with the contract the county has provided. To make a financial adjustment, the city is limited to a levy limit increase of only $5,000. Oliphant stated that the county could levy a tax amounting to $5.26 per person in the county that would cover the needed increase of service, but was told that the county does not want to add another tax to residents. Without the ambulance service, both the city and the county will lose a large portion of shared revenue, nearly $600,000 between the two entities. Another issue Oliphant has with the new contract is that there is no mention of the shared assets that are currently owned by the joint ambulance service. The council moved to table a decision and to call a special session with Attorney Hagan. City Attorney Michael Wendell provided notice of a determination of a conflict of interest between Richland Center and Richland County due to the dispute over the provision of emergency medical services. Such a conflict requires that an attorney discontinue their representation of one or more parties involved in the conflict. The Common Council is the appropriate body to grant such a waiver. The council voted unanimously to have Attorney Wendell to continue his representation of the city in matters other than emergency medical services. Attorney Eric Hagan of the law firm of Boardman Clark in Madison is representing the city in the emergency medical services negotiations. Bill Moylene of Johnson & Block presented the 2024 audit for the City of Richland Center to the City Council at last night's meeting. The overview of the audit shows the city continues to maintain a strong financial position with cash, liquidity, and healthy fund balances. The city's general fund recorded a decrease to fund balance of $206,134. Overall, governmental fund balance decreased by $539,044. Tax incremental financing District Number 6 revenues totaled $130,832 for 2024, which includes $130,478 in taxes and special assessments and $354 in interest income. TIF district expenditures totaled $90,200 on eligible projects and debt service. The city's economic development and housing loan programs had loans receivable totaling $614,000 outstanding as of December 31st, 2024. These loans have been made to city property owners for improvement and development projects. The December 31st, 2024 loan balance consisted of $67,076 for the revolving loan fund, $471,850 for the housing fund, and $75,138 for the general fund. Loan loss reserves of $79,965 have been recorded as an allowance against the outstanding balance. The city's general fund has committed and assigned fund balances of $2,629,482 set aside for future projects. The city's overall valuation has increased 46% since 2020, and the city complied fully with the state-imposed property tax levy limits. The city's outstanding debt is structured favorably with interest rates at or below current market. The general obligation debt limitation totals $20,792,625 and debt subject to limitation totals $4,460,502. The city has 79% of its debt capacity remaining at December 31st, 2024. A motion was made to authorize the potential use of 2.7 acres of city-owned land located in the northwestern portion of North Park, an area currently unmaintained and not used for recreational purposes, for storm water management facilities. The motion passed unanimously. Other items approved by the Richland Center City Council last night include a law enforcement range memorandum of understanding between the city and county at the far end of the landfill, an update in airport lease and rental fees, an Array U.S. Cellular land lease agreement, the use of the city-owned South Larson Street right-of-way for access to the Tracy Connor property with an access easement agreement, the authorization of stop signs on North Congress Street at its intersections with 2nd Street and 4th Street, and an amendment to the Municipal Code of the City of Richland Center relating to permits required for temporary use of the public rights-of-way. Fire Chief Scott Gald reported that Assistant Chief Brian Jones retired from the department as of Monday, November 3rd. He then appointed Darren Steinmetz as Assistant Chief. Republican state lawmakers have proposed legislation that would require approval from local voters before municipalities can impose vehicle registration fees on them. The vehicle registration fees, commonly known as wheel taxes, require residents to pay an additional $10 to $40 to register their vehicle each year. If passed into law, an existing wheel tax could be repealed if residents don't vote to keep it during an election held within 18 months of the wheel tax going into effect. Opponents of the legislation say wheel taxes are one of the only reliable solutions for those municipalities to fund local transportation projects. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has underscored the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's commitment to student safety and announced a series of solutions to strengthen existing systems and protections, including the launch of a new public resource listing of revoked and surrendered educator licenses. The new online database expands on the DPI's existing public license lookup tool, allowing the public to view licenses that have been revoked or surrendered. While investigative materials are already public record, the DPI is also exploring ways to include clear explanations for license revocations. During a news conference, Dr. Underley also recognized the dedication of an overwhelming majority of Wisconsin's educators who serve students every day with professionalism and care. In addition to the new database, Dr. Underley outlined additional common sense, nonpartisan steps to further strengthen student protections. The Richland Center Historical Committee invites the public to a ceremony for the unveiling of the Wisconsin State Historical Marker honoring former Governor Vernon W. Thompson today in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. Former Governor Thompson was born in Richland Center on November 5, 1905. He was a lifelong public servant who served as mayor of Richland Center from 1944 to 1950, Wisconsin's 34th governor from 1957 to 1959, and was a U.S. representative from 1961 to 1975. Throughout his career, Vernon Thompson stayed connected to Richland Center. Bob Bellman is from the Richland Center Historical Committee.
Vernon always considered Richland Center his home, and he was proud of it. People in town knew him, but I'm also remembering back in the 60s when I'd read the local paper, Vernon, if a family had traveled to Washington, D.C., he often would come down and have his picture taken with him on the steps, and that would get in the local paper. And he was proud to do that. And the people here, I think, also knew they could call on him, not just as a congressman, but as a personal friend. You know, and he worked through Ellis Lee to make sure that he has a good connection to Richland Center.
Today's unveiling of the Wisconsin State Historical Marker honoring former Governor Vernon W. Thompson will be at 4:30 in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. Along with the unveiling, the ceremony will feature several speakers, and a light reception will follow in the Community Center conference room. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84. Cheney's path to national power started here in the Badger State when he studied political science at UW-Madison in the 1960s. Before heading to Washington, Cheney worked for Wisconsin Governor Warren Knowles. Cheney returned to Wisconsin several times during the George W. Bush years, making many campaign stops. His wife, Lynn, is also a UW-Madison alum, and his daughters, Liz and Mary Cheney, were born in Wisconsin.